welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. And today I have a really amazing interview with Dr. Trevor Cates. She is a nationally recognized naturopathic doctor. She's also been known as the spa doctor and was the first woman licensed as a naturopathic doctor in the state of California, appointed by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to California's Bureau of Naturopathic Medicine Advisory Council. She's worked with world-renowned spas and sees patients in her private practice in Park City, and it's all about graceful aging and glowing skin. She's been on The Doctors, Extra, First for Women, Mind Body Green, and is the host of The Spa Doctor podcast. And you guys, in this podcast, we talked all about how to get amazing skin from the inside out. We talked about food, recipes, we busted myths, and I had so many questions for her because I've really been wanting to really start taking good care of my skin, and she answers all of them for me. So I can't wait for you to get the answers you're looking for as well. So listen in, here we go. Dr. Cates, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So I am so excited to learn today because this is an area for me that I really, really have been trying to focus on. So can you tell us a little bit about how you started doing what you're doing and why you're so passionate about just skincare and everything involved?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it actually goes back to my childhood. When I was a kid, I was a sick kid. I had a lot of allergies and a lot of skin issues. And so my parents took me to see a lot of different types of specialists, different doctors that gave me different medications that didn't really help me. And in fact, many of them made me feel worse because I would develop allergies to those as well, or I would have adverse reactions to them. Mm-hmm. And so it was a really tough time, struggling a lot with my appearance, with how I felt, with socially at school. And I was really struggling. Luckily, my parents didn't give up and they kept searching. And they found a holistic practitioner that they took me to. And that was the one thing that turned my health around, my skin. And, you know, it really helped me get back on a better track. And so after that point, I realized I wanted to help other people with the same thing. So with helping find a more integrative, holistic approach. And so that's why I went to naturopathic medical school, and I graduated from there in 2000, and I've been practicing since then. And I started working about 5 years ago. I started working in several world-renowned spas, and that's how I got to become known as the spa doctor. And one of the things, and I wasn't really focusing on skin before that time, but one of the things that people kept telling me when they would come to the spas to do weight loss programs or various programs, I had a two-week program they do, they would talk about how their skin would clear up, and it surprised them. And it made sense, but then I remembered, oh, well, I've been doing this a long time, and I know how our lifestyle choices, what we eat, and being healthy and addressing root causes helps our skin. But I realized a lot of people weren't aware of that. So that's when I started focusing a lot on skin, and it's what led me to develop my own skincare line. And so that's kind of what my journey's been like so far.
Mm. I love that. I actually was on your site and it was like, I think it was the 19, you had a blog post. It was like the 19 best things that you could eat for your skin. And I was like, yes, even though I'm not maybe using, like, I don't have, you know, products that I love to use yet, which we'll dive into with you. I was so excited to see all of these amazing foods. So maybe for someone who wants to kind of just get started, where would you tell them to start, you know, maybe with their diet?
With their diet. And, you know, starting with diet is really great for healthy skin. And whether someone has skin issues like acne or eczema, premature aging, any of those kinds of things, or if they just want a healthy glow. I mean, all of us want to have that healthy glow, right? I mean, it's a sign of beauty. It's a sign of good health. Well, whether you want to, whatever your goal is, it's really, I find that it's about 80% diet lifestyle choices and 20% what you put on your skin. And I think a lot of times the focus is on just using topically things to help with your skin and not really looking to what you can do with the food. So I'm glad you're asking this. I think it's really important. It's not usually the first thing that people ask me, but so it's great. And so some of the best foods for skin, I say one of my favorites are avocados. And so it was probably one of the foods that you saw that you probably love. A lot of people love avocados. Avocados are rich in monounsaturated fats and polyphenols, which are antioxidants. So we need good fats to help with our skin on a cellular level, also helping with reducing inflammation and keeping the fatty acid content up in our skin cells. And then we also need antioxidants in our diet to help protect us from oxidative damage. And we have, on a day-to-day basis, we have issues with oxidative damage because we're exposed to the sun. We're also exposed to pollution in the air, in our water, in our food. And that creates, it speeds up oxidative damage. There's free radicals in our bodies that speed up the aging process. And that can lead to us being more likely to develop certain diseases like cancer. So we definitely want to do things to help reverse that and stop that process. And so, you know, avocados are good for that. Another great one that has both the great oils and antioxidants is wild salmon. And wild salmon is rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which are great for the skin, anti-inflammatory. And also wild salmon, because it has that pink color, means it has an antioxidant called astaxanthin. Astaxanthin helps protect our skin from the inside out.
So a couple questions. I have some friends because I, you know, obviously I run in a circle of really healthy people, and I have a few friends who eat so healthy, but they still say they have trouble with their skin, whether it's breakouts or some really dry areas or things like that. Is it something in their diet that they look at, or something they can, you know, what is an option for them to try to really hone in on that? Because it could be, you know, some one thing, two things. Do you have any suggestions on that?
Yeah, and there are a couple of things here, because I do want to point out, it's a really good question, because I do want to point out that it's not just about what you eat, because the foods you eat are important, but you could eat the healthiest diet on the entire planet, but if your digestive system is not working well, then you're not going to be able to break down and absorb the nutrients from the foods. So for a lot of people that have skin issues, chronic skin issues, there's a gut-related issue. So they might have an imbalance in the gut microbiome, or the balance of good bacteria or microorganisms that live in and keep our digestive system healthy. They also could have some digestive problems, or just not breaking down foods properly, or they have something called leaky gut, where that's going to make them more prone to food allergies and intolerances. And so those are the kinds of things we really want to address. And that's part of the lifestyle choices you make. So eating prebiotic and probiotic rich foods could be a really important thing. Some people also need supplements on top of that to take some, you know, probiotic supplements for a while, or to have some testing done to find out what exactly is going on with their gut and address those root causes. But if you're eating fiber-rich foods, that helps. It helps with the creating probiotics. Your body helps support them. So that's kind of the prebiotic idea. And then probiotics are things like fermented veggies or coconut yogurt, those kinds of things that can help support our gut health. And then, so there's that part of it. You want to have really good digestion. And then you also want to make sure you're making the right food choices. And I mentioned a couple of foods that are good for our skin, but there are also some that people eat on a regular basis that may not be good. So maybe some of your friends are, they're eating a lot of these healthy foods, but they're still including some of the foods that can be trigger foods.
And what are those?
So one of the big ones is sugar. And really, it's sugar or anything that turns to sugar, because it has to do with our blood sugar. When we eat foods that have a high glycemic index or foods that spike our blood sugar, potatoes, for example, are an example of a high glycemic index food, you know, your basic russet potatoes. Those tend to spike the blood sugar. Similar, like if you eat a lot of sugar, what happens is you know, your blood sugar will increase, and that can trigger what happens when your blood sugar increases, and it triggers insulin activity, and which is another trigger for sebum production, excess sebum production, and androgen activity. So those are two of the big things that trigger acne outbreaks. So somebody's going to be more likely to break out in acne if they're eating a high sugar or high glycemic index diet foods. And then also, it also can speed up the aging process, because if we're eating a lot of sugar, our blood sugar increases. That can cause glycation problems, where glucose binds to proteins in our body. And in the case of skin, it's collagen. So glucose will bind to collagen in our skin and make it more rigid and less elastic, which can cause us to age more rapidly.
I know food plays such a role, and I'm such a, you know, I love, love, love healthy food, and for so many reasons, because clearly it not only affects our skin, it affects our life, our mood, how we show up, everything. And, you know, I just kind of did this last week, like a major, just a reset, and I forgot how amazing it makes your skin just to really cut back on the sugar. So I'm feeling you right now. So how about water? How much water, like, you know, there's so many different varying ideas of how much water we should be drinking per day. Do you have a general idea?
Well, yeah, I mean, there are different factors that contribute to how much water you need to be drinking. Part of it's your body size, how, you know, your size overall, your activity level, because obviously if you're exercising, you're going to be sweating, you're going to need more water. Also we want to make sure that we're doing things to filter the water, so we're getting a good clean source of water. So if your source of clean water is not as good, then that could be an issue as well. So generally somewhere between 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, filtered water, is what most people. Now there are lots of calculations out there on that specific number, but I find that it really, a lot of times people can figure that out by starting with 6 glasses, see how you feel, and see how your skin is. I don't think that there's some sort of magic number, but I do think there's that range. So shooting between 6 to 8 glasses of water a day is a good place to go. And there's hydration with water itself, but there also is a hydration with electrolytes that we need. You know, if you're perspiring a lot, if it's a hot day and you're perspiring more, or you're exercising a lot, you're also going to need some electrolytes too, not just the water. And then also hydration is in part too, has to go back to the fats that we eat. Mm-hmm. We need healthy fats to stay hydrated too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know I'm not going to want to hear the answer to this one, but what does coffee do? and how much is not so awesome?
Right. Well, you know, coffee is dehydrating. So if you drink any coffee, you're going to want to increase your, that's another thing that plays a role into how much water you drink, is if you do and consume anything that has a diuretic quality to it that makes you urinate more, then you're going to need to drink more water. So whether it's a medication or something like coffee or any kind of caffeine, that's going to make you urinate more frequently. So you're going to need to drink more water. So you're going to be more likely to get dehydrated from coffee. It's also, a nervous system stimulant. So if one of your big root causes is being overly stressed or hormone imbalances, then that could potentially play a role in creating adrenal system, adrenal fatigue or adrenal issues. So something else to consider. The good news about coffee is it does contain antioxidants. So there is some positive to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm more about, in moderation and just try not to overdo it. If you have a cup of coffee a day or maybe a couple, it could be okay. Now, what I would prefer people do is to drink green tea, because green tea still has a lot of the great antioxidants, and some of the antioxidants and some components of green tea actually have anti-cancer properties. So it can help protect against things like skin cancer. And even topically, green tea can be great to use to help protect the skin. So, I mean, I think that green tea is probably it has a little bit less caffeine too, and it's got these additional properties that make it a little bit more protective. So when people are saying to me, oh, I can't give up caffeine, I really don't want to do that, and then I say, well, can you at least switch to green tea for a while and see if that helps with your skin issues.
Even if that becomes the afternoon thing, you know, for the people who are really hooked on coffee, like just switching your afternoon cup of coffee to green tea would be a beautiful start. I have so many questions for you. This just opened up like a can of worms for me. So I know that you have an awesome new book coming out in March, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's called Clean Skin from Within. And I recently have taken up wanting to be more, I turned 36. I'm like, okay, maybe I should really start taking the skin thing a little bit more serious because, oh my God, I'm actually getting older. I never thought it would happen. And all of a sudden I'm like, I should really do this. So I go to this place, a skincare place, and I'm so overwhelmed by the things that you can do to your skin. You can laser, you can pixel, you can mask, you can do peels, and I'm just completely overwhelmed. So as far as what we can do naturally, what is the first step of just like, hey, I don't really have a great skin routine. What are some main things that you always suggest or maybe that you love?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. I think it's very overwhelming as well. And, you know, working in spas, I would see people using all kinds of techniques and procedures and products. And so that's one of the reasons why I created my own skincare line, is because I wanted to keep it simple for people, because when I dug into the research, I felt like there were certain things that really were essential. Mm-hmm. And then there were other things that haven't been researched enough, that aren't really backed by science. It's more marketing hype and, kind of just people having these ideas that pop in their head and just come up with a product or something. I don't know. That always happens, and just really good marketing can sell things. But so what I found, that one of the biggest things that's so important that I educate my patients on, is the idea that we need to choose non-toxic, natural ingredients. And there's so much reason behind that. Part of it has to do with the effect that these products have on our skin, that a lot of times people don't realize, but also it's not just our skin. Our skin is our largest organ, and it's very permeable. So many of the ingredients that are in our personal care products can actually seep through our skin and get into our bloodstream. And some of the popular ingredients, and I can go into some of these ingredients if you'd like, have hormone disrupting effects in the body. Mm-hmm. And some are even carcinogenic. So it's really, so that's one of the big things. And I think a lot of times people don't think about how much of what we put on our skin could potentially impact our overall health, not just our skin's health, but also our overall health. When we put things topically on our skin also has this delicate pH balance, and also a skin microbiome. So it has these microorganisms that are on the skin that help protect it, keeping looking healthy looking and youthful, not breaking out. And when we put different products on our skin, some of those can actually disrupt the pH. It can disrupt that microbiome. So on the outside, it can actually make our skin worse. And it might, temporarily, when you first put the product on, you might think, oh, I look shiny and I look healthy. I have a healthy glow. Well, that over time, that's not necessarily going to help your skin. It might help that 1 second that you, or, you know, those that 1 day that you're using it when you try it on in the store. But then over time, it's probably not going to be helping the health of your skin unless it has some certain properties to it that we can talk about. Also, when these products get absorbed through our skin, like I said, it can create hormone disrupting effects. So some examples of that are Oxybenzone is a chemical that's in a lot of sunscreens. Mm-hmm. And oxybenzone is one of these hormone-disrupting chemicals. Research has shown it's been, has hormone-disrupting effects. Of course, we're trying to do a good thing here by using products with sunscreens on them. But when we're slathering them on and using them on a regular basis, it can potentially create some problems. So I suggest instead that people use like a zinc oxide-based sunblock instead. And then other things like parabens you'll see in a lot of skincare products are used as preservatives. And unfortunately, parabens have also been, linked to having estrogen mimicking effects and have been detected in breast tumor tissue and all kinds of scary things like that. So, I think choosing non-toxic products is one of the big keys. And When I started doing a lot of research on this, and my patients were then asking me, okay, so what natural products should I use? And some of the feedback I got from people was that natural products don't actually work to help keep your skin healthy. That's great to avoid the toxins, but they don't actually work, which is actually not true. One of the reasons why some of them don't work is that they might not have the right pH range, for example. So that's the other thing that I look for in products, is that our skin actually has a mild acidity. Instead of having like a higher pH, like a more alkaline range, it has a more of an acidic range of a 4 to 5 pH range is when our skin is healthiest. So even if we're putting water on our face, which has a pH of 7, that's too high for our skin. And a lot of products, just bars of soap that suds up, that when it suds like that, it usually means it has a high pH. So that's going to further disrupt the pH of the skin. So again, that's going to cause the skin microbiome to be out of balance. You're going to be more likely to break out. We could age more rapidly. And the research is supporting that. So pH is another key part of it. And sometimes, a lot of skincare products don't put the pH on the label. You sometimes have to ask, but you want it to be more in the 4.5 to 5 pH range so that it helps promote your skin's health.
Ooh, so many good things. So what do you think, maybe ranging from all of the beauty advice out there, what's the worst beauty advice that's trending?
Oh my gosh, there's so, I don't even know where to start. I think people are trying to go natural with some products. And so they'll say, oh, you should do a baking soda scrub or an apple cider vinegar rinse. And sometimes some of the natural ingredients, just because they're natural, doesn't mean that they're actually going to help your skin. There is, like I said, there's that careful pH that we want to be aware of. And baking soda is going to disrupt the pH if it's used by itself. Now, it could be used as part of a do-it-yourself skincare recipe, but alone it's not a good thing to use on the skin. Same thing with apple cider vinegar, you don't want to use it direct on the skin. Other things that people have told me is like using coffee grounds or things like raw sugar on the face to exfoliate, and doing some of those do-it-yourself skincare. And the problem with that is that it can actually damage, especially your face has really delicate skin. So if you're using really abrasive products on the face, then that can actually damage and scratch your skin. It could even potentially break down the collagen on your skin if you're doing a lot of these. So I think they're okay to use, periodically, like elbows and feet and those sorts of things. But on your face, I think it's good to be careful with exfoliation, using really gentle exfoliation, something that's mild and not going to be scratching the skin.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. So tell me about the overarching, just what is in your book? What are we going to get from it?
Great. So my book, Clean Skin from Within, it goes through my 2-week program, and I have 5 different skin types that I talk about. And my skin types are not the typical dry, oily, mature. I actually name all my skin types human names because I see my patients as people, and I also look at it as more holistic approach. So I'm trying to help people find the root cause, the underlying cause of what's going on with their skin, whether it be hormonal, nutritional, gut related. related, what of these different root causes the issue? So I talk about the five different skin types to help people identify their root causes, because in the book, that's the big approach, is helping them. So there's six root causes, five skin types, and I lay it all out, and then I give people modifications for the two-week program to follow. And then I also include delicious foods, because of course we still want to be enjoying our foods. We don't want to deprive ourselves of foods and not enjoy what we eat, you know. So lots of delicious foods, as well as do-it-yourself skincare recipes.
Ooh, awesome. Okay, I'm definitely going to look into that. So how, like, what is your routine?
Well, I use my skincare products. So I have the Spa Doctor skincare line is, I've designed it with four different steps. It's a cleanser, serum, moisturizer, and an oil blend, what we should call our Glow Boost. And so I do that twice a day. And I don't, because of the, there's some enzymes that naturally occurring in the products. So I don't need to do a lot of exfoliation, although, you know, I still will do that periodically, like once a week. I'll do a gentle exfoliation. I don't need an eye cream because my serum looks really well around the eye area. So I don't need to do that. I don't need a separate night cream because I'll just use more of the Glow Boost at night. So I just keep it really simple with the four steps, both morning and night.
Okay. That's my whole thing, is like, if you looked under my sink, you'd be like, oh, good Lord.
And you're not alone. A lot of people have a lot of products, and they'll buy things that they kind of like, or maybe they don't want to throw away because they spent a lot of money on it. So they hold on to it, and then they'll buy more. Their friend will give it to them. So I know people have a lot of products.
Oh, man. And like, so the other problem is you kind of want this instant gratification, right? And some stuff takes a while. So how long do you think a really good skincare routine kind of takes to start seeing some of the benefits?
Well, when it comes to what you're doing from the inside out, I notice a change within 2 weeks. And that's why I have it as a 2-week program. Now, some people will need to continue on longer, but within 2 weeks, people start to notice a change. For some people, 2 weeks is, you know, magical, and that's, you know, the great amount of time they need. When it comes to skin in general, it takes about a month for our skin cells to turn over. So that's when we really notice the biggest difference. When we do before and after pictures for our skincare products, that's when we have people take the picture, is after 30 days. And that's when we notice the biggest change. Now, people will start to notice a difference after 10 to 14 days, but 30 days is really the best bet. So if you're going to try new products, it's good to stick with it for 30 days to really give it a chance.
Awesome. So how about people, because I'm originally from the Midwest. I live out in California now, and I noticed such a huge difference in my skin because it doesn't get so dry. But when I was back home, like even in my, you know, teens and 20s, when I was back in the Midwest, it was like winter was like your poor skin is just under attack, right? With cracking in, whether it's your heels or your face or whatever it is. Are there things that they can do, people who are in extreme cold, to really protect their skin in the wintertime?
Yeah, absolutely. I live in Park City, Utah, so I know all about that. Yeah. So yes, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I love our step four, the Glow Boost, which is the oil blend, because it adds that extra layer of protection to the skin and really helps hydrate and protect. And you know, one of the things with the cold and winter is sometimes people don't think about using a high quality sunblock, but it is still important. Oh, in Park City, Utah, where I live, we're at really high altitude. So people, and it's sunny here, even though it's cold. Yeah. So people get sunburned really easily. And so you want to still use a high quality sunblock. Again, I like the zinc oxide based ones. So I think those are some things, is, you know, find a good oil blend, like our Glow Boost is, people love that. And if people start to get irritated skin, chapped skin, stuff like that, though, so in our oil blend, we have things like cranberry seed oil, raspberry seed oil, apricot kernel oil. Those are the kinds of oils that we have in our products that help enhance the quality of the skin and help decrease inflammation and irritation that is often common in the winter months.
Awesome. So how about, I want to just go into some of the possibly myths about, are we able to really get rid of wrinkles or really be proactive with them naturally? Because I know so many people are like, no, you're going to have to do Botox, or you have to do this and that and all of these different lasers or whatever it is. Are there ways that we can really go after you know, really trying to, you know what I'm saying, help with wrinkles.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to say that I feel like what I like to say is graceful aging, yes. Because I mean, there is the look of, you know, someone has had plastic surgery. Some surgeons are better than others, but you know, if you had somebody's had a lot of Botox, it's not a natural look. It's a very frozen, it's hard to show a lot of expression and that sort of thing. So I like to think of it as, I mean, if that's the kind of look you're going for, then, you know, I don't know that there's any natural products that are totally going to freeze your face like Botox can. But yes. I mean, honestly, I don't think that a lot of people think that that's beautiful. And I think that the idea of aging gracefully, knowing that it's okay to have some wrinkles, it's okay to have some smile lines, because then people know you're smiling, they know you've been smiling, you've been enjoying life. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, some of the most beautiful women I've ever known have been like my grandmother, my mother, and they have wrinkles. It doesn't make them less beautiful. So I do want to say that. And at the same time, at the same time though, none of us want to look older than we are. And who doesn't want to look younger? I mean, it's so fantastic when I've had a few people say to me, oh my gosh, I look younger than my daughter now. And I'm like, wow, that's fantastic. That's awesome. So that's always great. And a lot of that comes from healthy living, eating antioxidant rich foods, getting the right oils, getting good hydration, all of those kinds of things, avoiding the trigger foods like sugar. And then what we put on our skin, again, getting that pH range where it's supposed to be and maintaining a healthy skin microbiome. The research does show that it helps decrease wrinkle length and depth. Mm-hmm. So there is research supporting the fact that what the skincare products that we use, the lifestyle choices that we make, can impact our aging. And we certainly see that with our products. When we do before and after pictures, we love hearing back from people. They talk about how, you know, fine lines disappear, that it's not that it's like a, again, it's not an artificial look. It's not going to be a frozen look or like you've had some sort of crazy lift done, but it is the skin smoother, more even looking. People look like they have makeup on when they don't actually have makeup on. That's the kind of thing that we notice with our products. And I think, again, goes along with this graceful aging.
Beautiful. And I love that you said that, because I mean, I live in LA, the land of like, I can't, is she sad? Is she happy? I'm just not sure. And while, you know, some people love that look, others, it's just, it is really beautiful. And I love that you say, you know, you've earned it and you've just enjoyed life. So that's really amazing. So with your skincare line, do you have things for like sunspots or sun damage? Is there a way to reverse that naturally?
Yeah. And that's another one of those things where we mentioned, you know, and I mentioned that people, the before and after pictures, we'll say to people, do you have makeup on in the second picture? Because it looks like you do. Do you have foundation on? And they're like, no, not at all. And that's one of the things that we notice is it's more of an even skin tone. So because a lot of people do have those dark spots or hyperpigmentation, uneven skin tone. So, I mean, it certainly is one of those things that we look for and hopes that that will even out. And of course, what you eat is going to play a role in that too. Again, it's the antioxidants and maybe taking certain supplements can be helpful too, with like things like astaxanthin supplements help protect our skin from sun damage from the inside out. Getting things like collagen supplements could be a good thing to add, especially for people who feel like their skin is aging rapidly, or also if they're noticing other signs like, you know, maybe hair, nails, those sorts of things. Collagen can be very helpful for those too.
Oh man. Okay. You just brought up something like you can't basically right now for me, I'm seeing collagen everywhere. Like whether it's, I think it's you can get a drink, you can get, or bone broth, things like that. So can you tell me a little bit about why bone broth is kind of all the rage right now, and along with these other collagen drinks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love bone broth. Bone broth is rich in collagen because we're using the bones. We're using, depending on how they're made, some people will put in like chicken feet and things like that in like chicken broth. It's really fantastic because it has the collagen in there, minerals. One of the things you want to be aware of though is you want to make sure that you're getting it from clean sources. So organic, free range, grass fed, those kinds of things, because what's in the bones is going to end up in the stock and in the water that it's cooked in. And so if that means that an animal has been grown up in a pesticide heavy or heavy metal heavy area, then there's a good chance that's also going to be in the bone broth. So that's the only downside, is you want to make sure that it is a clean source. But once you find a clean source, it's fantastic. And I think it's a great source of collagen. And yeah, they're collagen supplements too. But again, you want to make sure it comes from a clean source. And yeah, there's great information. There's even, there was a study looking at cellulite going away or decreased cellulite after taking collagen peptides for 30 days. So a lot of great use for collagen.
Ooh, that's awesome. So what would I do if I wanted to make it? Do I make it, or can I buy it already somewhere that's natural?
Yeah, you could definitely buy bone broth. You can we make a collagen supplement, okay. Spa Doctor. So yeah, you can definitely buy them. I mean, it's fantastic. And you can also, in my book, I share a really great bone broth recipe. And it's, you know, some of the people will tell me, oh, I don't know about just bone broth. That doesn't sound like it's going to taste good. So what I did is I created an ultra recipe. It's so fantastic with not just the bones, but also lots of fantastic vegetables and herbs that help add to the flavor, and mushrooms and some fantastic things there you add to it. You also want to make sure you put apple cider vinegar in it when you're making it too, to help remove the collagen and get that into the broth. So yeah, there's some great ways to do it. I mean, just go ahead and start by getting some bones of from a chicken or beef bones. Again, make sure they're free range or organic, grass fed. Those are the things you want to look for. Put them in a pot of water with a little bit of apple cider vinegar, like a tablespoon, and then throw in some carrots, celery, herbs, whatever else you want in there, and you want to let it cook. Now, beef bones don't want to cook longer than chicken bones, but anywhere from 12 to 48 hours, depending on the type of bones you use. You can also use fish bones. So, and I explain all that in my book as well.
Okay, I'm going to have to get that. That sounds like an amazing thing to do, like just as like a little, you know, pre-nighttime routine. Like so many women want a snack. Why not just sip on your bone broth? It's like an amazing soup before you go to bed, and you're benefiting everything else. That's brilliant. Stop you from snacking, right? Mm-hmm. On the sugary stuff. So, okay, I would love for people to be able to find your book. I know we're going to put it in the show tunes. Yes, you're going to do show tunes for us right after. Show notes. So we'll put it right in the show notes. But also, where can we find you and follow you for all of your great tips and info?
Great. Yeah. I'm at thespadoctor.com, and doctor is abbreviated DR. So thespadoctordr.com. And I have a podcast too. I have a blog. I have lots of great information. I also have a skin quiz I'm happy to share. It's a skin quiz is free, and it gives great information. You can identify which of the different skin types you are, which helps with the book too. And I provide recommendations based upon that. So lots of great information there.
Okay. So podcast name, so they can find you, is
The Spa Doctor.
Okay. Amazing. And then for the skin quiz, where can we go?
Theskinquiz.com.
Awesome. Going to be doing that as well. I'll just stock all of your stuff today. And thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else that you want to share with anybody?
Well, you know, what I would love to do is offer your audience an opportunity to get a great offer on my book. So I just want people to know, I do want to extend this, and we'll have that in the show notes, a really, really great offer on the book. Mm-hmm. And it's going to come with some bonuses and things when they use your link. So I just want to remind people to make sure that they go there to get the book.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing so much valuable information today, and for doing what you do, because I need people like you who are passionate about it to make my life easier. So thank you so much. And I always have one last question for everybody who comes on the podcast. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So if you are on a quick elevator ride with someone, it's only like 30 seconds, and they look over at you and they say, "How can I make myself happy?" What do you say?
How can I make myself happy?
Yep.
I would say to be gentle on yourself. I think a lot of times we're hard on ourselves. I talked to a lot of people about, you know, when that what that have skin issues, that have terrible acne, or they feel like they're aging rapidly. You know, I think we're a lot of times we're hard on ourselves. And if we look in the mirror and see our skin, I call skin our magic mirror, it gives us great information about our health. And if we see our skin as that rather than something we need to beat ourselves up about, then in general we're gonna be happier. And just be gentle on yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. And you guys, if you loved this episode as much as I did, make sure you share it with your friends. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.